Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of August 18th, 2008. Eclipse Theater Company has announced that their 2009 season will include four full productions, celebrating their past 10 years of one playwright per season. Eclipse's Celebration Series Part 2 will showcase their past featured playwrights and will once again present the entire season at the Greenhouse Theater Center. The season begins with Rebecca Gilman's Blue Surge opening up on March 19th. Next is Pearl Klege's Midwest premiere of A Song for Coretta that starts on June 4th. Then, John Guare's 6 Degrees of Separation opens on July 23rd, and finally, Romulus Linney's Democracy starts on November 12th. Eclipse Theater is currently presenting the work of writer Neil Simon with the Jeff-recommended Plaza Suite that will be running through this August 31st at the Greenhouse. For more information about the season, please visit eclipsetheater.com. Mariachi Theater Company is preparing to celebrate the anniversary of 1969's Woodstock Music Fair with the 20th annual Abby Hoffman Died for Our Sins Festival. The festival was inspired by the need to do something to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Woodstock. This year's event involves many of the mainstays of the past festivals by bringing many performers together for 3 days of non-stop theatrical entertainment. The festivities begin at 2 o'clock on Friday, August 22nd, when all will gather at the Daly Center and then embark on a peaceful march back to Angel Island, Mariachi's home. For a complete list of the performing artists and for more information on the festival, please visit mariachi.com, and that's Archie with two R's. The Tribune is reporting that when Steppenwolf Theater's August Osage County opens at London's National Theater in November, Rondi Reed will indeed be in the show. This means that she will not be able to stay in the role of Madame Morrible in Wicked at the Oriental. Instead, Barbara Robertson will take over for Reed in Wicked, just like she did while the AOC was on Broadway. But this apparently means that Robertson may have to leave her title role of Mame before the end of the run at the Drury Lane Oakbrook. But no worries for the Tony Award-winning Rondi Reed. She will be returning to Wicked in January for the last performances before the grand closing. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more news ready for you to enjoy. So, until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago, and I'm your host, Dustin Moat.